It is a Tuesday morning. Let's check now what's been happening in Chicago at the CME Group with Pete Manhart. He's from Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
Overnight trade probably looked at what happened in the crop production or progress reports, that is, production report yesterday, too, and the WASD numbers, and then reconsidered what was happening in the weather in the Northwest, I suspect. Tell me about what happened and what your expectations are for the rest of the day.
Well, we have corn down 3 and beans up 4. Beans were up 8 at one time. Corn was up a couple at one time, so we have been mixed back and forth. Beans were also at one time down 4, so we've been down 4 to up 8. I expect us to continue to be sideways. I think yesterday's report should show us that the lows are in and that we're going to grind back and forth, and go from here forwards. And given whatever the news is, of bean usage is really good, corn usage on exports isn't. I think that's part of it today, after yesterday's surprise that they did not tighten bean supplies, and they actually tightened corn supplies.
So as you move forward, producers probably have mostly finished up their harvest, at least in our part of the world, shut the bin doors. Should they leave them shut?
Well, if you can replace what you have in the bin for less than what storage costs you, I would very seriously consider it, and a lot of times you can do that.
All right, and then as you look at other items around the commodity trading, particular crude oil, that one has been down as low as $77. I haven't looked today to see where it sets, but it's been having an impact, at least on ethanol futures, I would think.
Right. 76.42 is the low today. We're 60 above that 70, down 25 only. But the Saudis and OPEC are continuing to push more out, trying to keep hold of their percentage of what they sell for the world, and they're lowering prices to do it. That lowers costs of all kinds of things, which lowers prices of corn, and that is a can be a big effect.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time with us. We do appreciate it.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu or at willag.org. By the way, while you're at willag.org, take time to purchase your tickets for our first annual Farm Assets Conference. That's a little less than 2 weeks away now, the Monday before Thanksgiving. Ticket price is just $25. It's a really good deal. Or you can call this number, 800-898-1065. All the details are on our website at willag.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, back in just about 50 minutes with another update of the commodity markets from the CME Group.